Was it all a dream? No. The lion's footprints are there in the grass. But where did he go? More to the point, where am I? Oh, I see! Those are the big mountains between Arkenland and Narnia. I was on the other side of them yesterday. I must have come through the pass in the night. What luck that I hit it. No, it wasn't luck, was it? It was him. And now I'm in Narnia. Oh, you are a perfectly horrid horse, I don't mind to say. Go on, eat some grass. It's better than I can do. Oh, I wonder where I might find food around here. Well, it's no good going to Anvard. It'll all be besieged. I'd better get lower down into the valley and see if I can get anything to eat.
So Shasta went downhill until he came into a wood. There he found a little house with a smoking chimney and an open door. There came to Shasta a simply delightful smell. It was one he'd never smelt in his life before, but I hope you have.
Oh.
It was, in fact, the smell of bacon and eggs and mushrooms, all in a frying pan.
Oh.
Shasta felt weak with hunger. To his surprise, a red dwarf approached from the opposite direction towards the house.
Good morning, neighbour.
Oh, good morning, but I'm not a neighbour. In fact, I'm a stranger in these parts.
Ah?
Oh, I've come from over the mountains, from Arkenland.
That's quite a long way.
Yes, but you see, someone ought to be told that there's an army of savage Calormans attacking Anvard at this very moment.
Lion alive, is that so? Enemies at Anvard? News must be sent to Caer Paravel at once. Brothers! Rogan! Break count, Tom!
Oh, no.
What is it?
Your breakfast is getting cold.
Oh, look. A visitor.
A human as well?
Anvard is under siege. We must get a message to the High King at Caer Paravel.
But the High King isn't there. He's away to the north, trousing those giants.
Queen Lucy will be there. Now, who can we get to take the message?
I saw Chervy the stag. Not 2 minutes ago.
Chervy.
He'll be the fastest.
Yeah. True.
Now, what's the message?
200 horse under Prince Rabadash.
Right. I'll call Chervy the stag.
But
Chervy! Chervy!
But there's more.
Hello, what's wrong with the human? He's looking pretty green.
When did you last have a meal, youngster?
Yesterday morning.
Oh, come on then, come on. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. We were just sitting down to breakfast, lad. Now, our house is just over here. Come in and make yourself at home.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Pleasure. Human is waking up.
Look, Duffel, the human.
I see, brothers, I see.
Oh, hello.
Good morning.
Is it still morning?
Oh, not still, youngster. It was morning and is again.
What do you mean?
Well, you fell asleep after breakfast yesterday morning and are awakening this morning in time for breakfast again.
I slept all day yesterday.
You must have been very tired.
Come, oh, yes. Eat. Oh, that sleeping must give you a great appetite.
Oh, yes.
Oh, did you hear that? Trumpets!
Hurry!
Where did it come from? Towards the east.
What do you think it is?
Look there! Horses coming round the bend!
Oh dear. It's Lord Peridon.
I saw him in Tashbarn. Oh, and there's King Edmund. But I don't know the lady riding with them.
That's Queen Lucy.
His wife?
His youngest sister.
Then where's the other one? Queen Susan.
If this is a right to war, Queen Susan will not be with them. She doesn't care for battles.
Oh, it would be foolish for all the kings and queens to be engaged in battle at the same time. Someone must remain at Caer Paravel to reign.
case the worst should happen.
If you'll quit your jabbering and look, this is quite a parade. Centaurs, bears, the great talking dogs,
and giants. I've never seen giants before. They're
gigantic?
Yes.
Look at that boy on the pony.
Why, he looks exactly like you, youngster.
That's Prince Corin.
Now, friends, time for a halt and a morsel.
They're stopping. Bow, my brothers. Show your respect.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hello, hello.
Oh, I say, it's you.
Hello again.
So you got through all right? I am glad. Now we shall have some sport. And isn't it luck? We only got into harbour at Caer Paravel yesterday morning, and the very first person who met us was Chervy the Stag with all this news of an attack on Anvard. Oh, don't you think that...
Who is your Highness's friend?
Don't you see, sire? It's my double, and the boy you mistook for me at Tashbarn.
Why, so he is your double, as like as two twins. This is a marvellous thing.
It is, Queen Lucy. We were certainly fooled by him at Tashbarn.
Oh, please, Your Majesty. I was not a traitor. Really, I wasn't. And I couldn't help hearing your plans, but I never would have told your enemies.
I know now that you were no traitor, boy. But if you would not be taken for a traitor, try not to hear what's meant for others' ears. Nonetheless, all's well.
Oh, thank you.
Now to business, King Edmund. I've been told that though you allow me to ride to my royal father's castle, you will not allow me to fight.
That is so. To see it from a distance will be enough for your Highness's little years.
What nonsense!
Yes?
With all due respect, sire, I must fight. Why, even Queen Lucy is going to be with the archers.
The Queen's Grace will do as she pleases, but I solemnly charge that you will not fight, but keep your pony beside that of our faithful dwarf and soldier Thornbutt. Thornbutt?
Yes, sir.
You have your instructions. If the prince tries to depart from your side, then you are to bind your wrist to his.
What? Like a prisoner?
It is a necessary precaution, considering your mischievous nature.
I'll knock this dwarf down if he tries to bind me.
Oh, I'd like to see your Highness do it.
All right.
You little whippersnapper!
Stop! Stop!
My goodness me!
Stop that!
Stop that!
Stop!
Thornbutt!
By the lion's mane, prince, this is too much! Will your Highness never be better?
You are more of a heart scald than our whole army together. I'd as lief have a regiment of hornets in my command as you.
Thornbutt, you're no better. Must you provoke him?
I'm sorry, Your Highness.
Get up. Both of you.
Yes, Your Highness.
Of course, Majesty. Oh! Oh! Oh, I don't believe I've sprained my ankle.
Let me see. Oh! Oh, oh yes. So it is.
Oh.
If I but had my cordial with me, I could soon mend this. But the High King has so strictly charged me not to carry it commonly to the wars, and to keep it only for the great extremities.
Oh, I'll be all right.
I'm afraid you will not be all right. A sprain like this will require at least a fortnight's rest.
A fortnight, but Queen Lucy!
I'll hear no more of it. Take him to the litter in the back of the procession.
Oh, no, not to the back of the procession.
Come on, Thornbutt.
Do you see what you've done, Prince Corin?
I'll take his place, sire.
No one doubts your courage. But a boy in battle is a danger only to his own side.
Your Highness, the council respectfully requests that you come at once. We must plan our advance on King Lune's castle, Anvard.
Of course. Corin, do stay out of trouble. If only for a few moments.
Yes, Your Highness.
Come here. I want a word with you.
What, Your Highness?
Here's a spare pony now, and the dwarf's armor. You can put it on before anyone notices.
What for?
So that you and I can fight in the battle, of course. Don't you want to?
Yes, of course.
We must ride near the tail of the column and keep as quiet as mice. Once the battle begins, everyone will be far too busy to notice us. Now come on, let's get you dressed.